ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्नस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
Welcome everybody. Thank you very much for coming. Hare Krishna. So Mangalacharna, it's their prayers we say before speaking and talking to invite grace to come in. We're praying to the previous teachers of bhakti and to Krishna to please open our hearts, please let us speak in a mood of service so that we can actually take in the sound vibration and say something meaningful. So if it's hard to follow the Sanskrit and everything, you can just listen, and the vibration is very pure. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Dina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Dena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Katahmayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Uta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam sajivam sadvaitam sadvatutam parijana sahitam Krishna Chaitanya devam Sri Radha Krishna padam sahagana lalita Sri Vishakhanvitam cha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paschati Deshatarine Sri Sri Navadvipa Para Pradipa Sandipyamana Satato Bhuvia Chetas Tamohanti Nayasya Yatnat Tam Kirtayama Prabhupada Devam Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Prachodita Sri Vyasadya Kosham Kushalam Kripalu Sanlecha Vagdesha Chayeda Dadyas Tam kirtayama prabhupada devam Achadyate yat paratarka drishya Govinda murtyujvala bhaskarena Advaita kadyota kulam jagatyam Tam kirtayama prabhupada devam Yasyaiva yadnena purana raja Ganga mala keshava keli hamsa Satstotra ratna vidhi haloke Tam kirtayama prabhupada devam Shri Radhika Krishna padara vinde Sahasra hritsu shatamandareshu Aropaya gyo madhure prativyam Tam kirtayama prabhupada devam Kaushaladhyasya sahasra shastra Shastra divarshai pratiyanti yadhi Chanda kaler moha chamur hatena Tam kirtayama prabhupada devam Nanala sadgora sudha prakasha Palashitao stapita eva yena Krishnanu chinta janasanga vrikshas Tam kirtayama prabhupada devam Yo nityada jivati daivikeshu Nijasu shikshasu tu sandugami Kripam budir nanda shuta shritatma tam kirtayama prabhupada devam namaum vishnu padaya krishna preshtaya bhutale srimate bhakti siddhanta saraswati tinamine shri varshabana videvi daitaya kripabdaye Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Dayane Pravave Namaha Madhuryo Jwala Premadya Shri Rupanuga Bhaktida Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Shri Murtaye Dinatarine Rupanuga Virudhapa Siddhanta Dvanta Harine Namo Gaurakishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye Vipralambara Sambode Parambhu Jayate Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sakchidananda Namine Gaurashakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Gauravirvava Bhomestvam Nirdeshta Sajjana Priyaha Vaishnava Sarvabhoma Shri Jagannathaya Te Namaha Vancha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gora Twishe Namaha Pancha Tattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhakta Avataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Jayatam Suratau Pangor Mama Manda Materagati Matsaravasva Padambojao Radha Manana Mohana Divyadrindraranya Kalpadrumada Srimadratnagara Singhasanastao Srimadradha Srila Govinda Devao Prishtali bhi sevya manu smarami Shri manra sarasaram bhi vamshi vatatatastitaha Karshan venu swaner gopir Gopinatha shriyestunaha Tapta kanchana gaurangi radhe vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu sute devi pranamami hari priye Vrindayai Tulsidevyai Priyayai Keshavasyacha Vishnu Bhakti Pradidevi Satyavatyai Namo Namaha Shri Nishinga Jai Nishinga Jai Jai Nishinga Pralada Desha Jaya Padma Mukha Padma Bringa Matsamo Nasti Papadma Naparadi Chakashchana Parihare pilajjame kimbruve purushottama yuvatinam yata yuni yunam cha yuvatau yata mano piramate tadvan mano me ramatam dvayi bhumaskalita paranam bhumireva valambanam tvayi jata praranam tvameva shararam prabho Govinda Balabe Radhe Pratyaye Tvam Maham Sada Tadiyam Iti Janatu Govindo Mam Tvayasaha Radhe Vrindavanadishe Karunamrita Vahani Kripaya Nijapadabja Dasyam Hayam Pradiyatam Vande Nanda Vrajashrinam Bhararenum Abhikshnashaha Yasam Hari Gato Gitam Punati Bhuvanatrayam Namashreshtam manamapi shachiputra matrasarupam shri rupam tasya grajham aruparim maturim goshtavatim radha kundam girivaramoho radhika madhavasham prapto yasya pratita kripaya shri gurum tam natosmi adadana stridam dante idam jache puna puna srimad rupa padam bhoja Rajoham Syam Bhave Bhave Hantaya Madhur Abala Haridasavaryo Yadrama Krishna Charanasparasha Pramodaha Manam Tanoti Sahago Ganayostayo Yad Paniya Suyavasakannana Kannamulahi Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Rama, Rama, Hare Hare Gopremanande, Hare Hare Bohom. We're celebrating the disappearance day of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. It's something we're thinking about constantly as we're going about our work, which was really re-inaugurated by him after a lull in our line of teachers all over the world coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is known to have re-established the marketplace of the holy name. Marketing is something that requires a little thought. It means quantitative reasoning, qualitative reasoning, and a lot of enthusiasm to market things. All of you work in various places, and the marketing department is important, don't you think? Otherwise, as Steve Jobs used to say, the engineers can create so many nice things, but unless you ship them out, it doesn't amount to anything. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur reinvigorated Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, which had really disappeared for many years and been it had been taken over by those who had perverted its real purpose. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement reappeared in a very strong way. Of course, there's always pure devotees who are chanting the pure name of the Lord, and the great Acharya Bhaktivinoda Thakur then brought the marketplace, the idea of bringing this message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to everybody's door worldwide into the fore. And of course, following him, the great Acharya Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and our founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, all bringing forward this mood of compassion, reaching out to the fallen conditioned souls. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's statement, Jive Doi Krishna Nam Sarva Dharma Sar, is our mission statement here at ISV, that the highest method that of worshiping the Lord is to widely spread the holy name of the Lord, to give mercy, Jive Doya, to seeing that everybody is a, as Prabhupada used to say, he would use the term tabernacle, which is a movable temple. And seeing that the purpose of the creation, the Lord's lila here, Srishti lila, the reason he's exhaling and the whole world is being manifest, is to give everyone an opportunity to reawaken their dormant love for Krishna and go back to Godhead. So those who are connected to this line of devotion, which is particularly coming down from the great powerhouse of bhakti, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we're in the Bhaktivinoda Parivar, are very much absorbed in this mood of Jive Doya, giving mercy to others. Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami explains the mood of Lord Shiva after agreeing to swallow the ocean of poison, tapyante lokatapena sarava prayasojana parama araranam tanti purusha syakilatmanaha. He says, Aradhananam, the param, the highest method of worshiping Krishna, who's within everyone's heart. Parama Aradhanam, Aradhanam, Parama Aradhanam, the supreme way, is to take some austerity upon oneself, tapyante lokatapena, because of the people in general, because the people in general are suffering, to take a little suffering on ourselves to alleviate their suffering, but in a way that is permanent, by giving them Krishna consciousness, connecting them to their real interest in life. And really that, in our tradition, has been primarily through teaching. Prabhupada said this is an educational movement, that we are bringing people the information that has been painstakingly passed down from one acharya to the next and put into forms in each generation that people can understand and take up the practice of Krishna consciousness after reading. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is our well-wisher. Prabhupada said it in Mayapur. One year we were having a kirtan for Prabhupada when he was coming back from his morning walk to the temple. And it was a very exuberant kirtan. It was all the Sankirtan devotees. And Prabhupada stopped and said something. We didn't know what it was until later when I read the transcript of his morning walk. And he had said that after someone mentioned, Prabhupada, you've brought all these people here. And then Prabhupada said, "Then, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur, now he must deliver them. His mercy, he can deliver them, bring them to Krishna." So Prabhupada, everyone recognized in our line the great stature of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And now we're going to look at some of his bhajans and look into his heart and mind and see what's there in the heart of a pure devotee and an acharya. And the first piece that I'd like to look at, I'd like Ramananda Sakar Prabhu to play for us, if you have it lined up, Srila Prabhupada singing Amara Jivana. This is a very moving song. In this book, actually, the Sharanagati and Gitavali, some years ago when we were having programs at my home every Thursday night, and then it was every Friday night for about 16 years we had, till it got overcrowded, and people were complaining that they didn't get invited just because it couldn't fit. We stopped having, but during that time, we were reading from this book, and I only had one copy, and the devotees were enjoying it so much that they said, "We all want copies." So I called around, and nobody had copies. So I got in touch with the person, Dasarasuta Prabhu, who translated this from Bengali. I said, "Where's all the copies?" He said, "If you want copies, you got to pay for the reprinting." So I mentioned it to the devotees, and they said, "We'll pay. We'll pay for the reprinting." So we took up a collection and reprinted this book. This is one of the books that we got. And one of the very moving sections is in the very beginning of this book, Sharanagati, which is showing the determined path of surrender to Krishna, which is really the essence of spiritual life. These songs reveal the great humility within the heart of the advanced devotee. This humility is mentioned in the Brihat Bhagavatamrita as Dainya. And Narada Muni, in describing Dainya, says that it's synonymous with prema. There's a proportionate increase in this great humility in the hearts of those who are advancing towards prema. There's what is called utter humility. And Narada Muni says that it's very much distinguished from low self-esteem or just being dejected or anything like that. It's actually a very powerful spiritual energy, this great humility. And we'll see a sample of it in this bhajan. First, I'm going to read the translation, and then we'll hear Srila Prabhupada singing it. I was listening to various renditions of this song today. There was about 15 of them. And then Prabhupada's was the last. When I listened, I said, we got to hear that one. It's too powerful. So first of all, here's the translation to Amara Jivana. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, revealing his deep humility, says, my life is ever given to sin. In it there is not a particle of good. I have caused others great anxiety and have troubled all souls. For the sake of my own enjoyment, I have never hesitated to perform sinful acts. Devoid of all compassion, I am concerned only with my selfish interests. Perpetually speaking lies, I become dejected upon seeing others happy, whereas the misery of others is a source of great delight for me. There are limitless material desires within the core of my heart. I am wrathful, fond of exhibiting arrogance, intoxicated by vanity, and bewildered by worldly affairs. I wear the cherished ornaments of envy and egotism. Ruined by laziness and sleep, I resist all pious deeds, yet am very enthusiastic to perform wicked acts. For the sake of worldly fame and reputation, I engage in the practice of deceitfulness. I am victimized by my own greed, being always lustful. A vile, wicked man such as this, rejected by godly people, is a constant offender. Devoid of all good works, forever inclined toward evil, he is worn out and wasted by various miseries. Now in old age, deprived of all means of relief, this humbled and poor Bhaktivinoda submits his tale of grief at the feet of the Supreme Lord. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his teachings to Sanatana Goswami lists the nine symptoms of bhava. That is, as the heart is touched by the internal energy of the Lord and begins to melt, there's a ray of the internal energy that touches the heart of the devotee who's advancing in bhava and can taste the mellows of love in that stage. And there are symptoms that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describes, beginning Shantir Avyarta Kalatvam, that forgiveness and the feeling that not a moment of time should be wasted. And Viraktir Mana Shunyata. Viraktir means a natural distaste or unattachment to anything that's not related to Krishna. A longing for Krishna, and freedom from man, which means I am the man. Man shunyata, I'm not the man. And he describes how the devotee is filled with humility, and that even as he or she is becoming more qualified in devotional service, that devotee feels extremely unqualified, more and more unqualified, even though becoming qualified. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, before his spiritual master, talking to Prakashananda Saraswati, said, I'm murka, I'm a fool. Of course, Prabhupada points out, one shouldn't act like a fool. One should be qualified and do one's level best to be extremely attentive to one's service and not say, oh, I'm just a fool, I can't do anything, therefore it doesn't matter how I do my service. But internally, one should cultivate this mood of great humility. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also, in the 13th chapter, beginning with the 8th verse, talks about amanidvam adamvidvam, these 20-fold path of coming to perfect knowledge in devotional service begins with amanidvam adamvidvam, that is, humility and pridelessness. And in approaching anyone who has knowledge, Krishna says, tadvidi pranipatina priprashnina sevaya, uprakshantite jnanam jnaninas tattvadarshina. One must have these qualities, which include pranipat. One must go submitting oneself very humbly that I don't know anything. I'm completely bereft. And this Bhaktivinoda Thakur puts at the very beginning of his teachings that he's bringing to us through his bhajans of Sharanagati, the path of surrender, that one must feel oneself meek and humble. Janmaishvarya Shritta Shribira Idamana Madapuman Naivar Yadidatum Vai Twama Kinchana Gocharam. Queen Kunti says that if one feels entitled, if one feels that I have something, I am somebody, including I have a good birth, better than most. Aishvarya, I'm very opulent. Shruta, I'm so learned. I know so many things. I know Sanskrit. Whatever it is, she says, that you think you have becomes your disqualification for advancing on the path of bhakti. On the other hand, one who's akinchan. Kinchan means something. Akinchan means I don't have anything. I'm bereft. That person, she says, becomes eligible to sincerely call out to Krishna. And this is the aspiration of those who are chanting the holy names of the Lord, that please let me find that one tiny molecule of sincerity anywhere, somewhere, if I can find it, if I can mine the depths of my heart and find one molecule of actual pure sincerity, and I can call out to Krishna without any pretense, without feeling that I am entitled to something, completely helpless, then one can begin to actually feel the presence of Krishna within his name and feel greatly even more humbled as Krishna reveals the power of his holy name. So this is one of the great teachings of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that one must cultivate this humility. In fact, Narada Muni points it out. I see that you put it on every one of your emails. Have you memorized it? The verse from the Brihat Bhagavatamrita? Give him the mic.
It is from Sri Brihat Bhagavatamrita 5.223, third part. An intelligent person should carefully cultivate speech, behavior, and thinking that fix him in utter humility, and anything that stands in the way of this should be avoided. Any of it should be avoided.
Thank you. So now let's hear the song, Ramananda. Do you have it lined up? And if you could also project the words, the English translation. Turn it up a little bit and then put the translation.
सुख लागी पापे नहीं जरी दया ही सार्थ पर निज सुख लागी पापे नहीं जरी दया ही सार्थ पर पर सुखे दुखी पर दुखे पर सुखे दुखी सदा
पर सुखे दुखे so I become happy when other people are suffering.
पर सुखे दुखी पर सुखे दुखी सदा मिथ्या भाषी पर दुख सुख
Saramitya Bashi. I'm always speaking one.
Parasukhe dukhi. Parasukhe dukhi. Sada mitha achi. Paradukha dukha. Amar jivan. Sada paperat. Nahi. हमारा जीवन सदा पपेरत नहीं तो मेरे परे रंगूद में दिया ही देखो तो
परे रे उद्वेगा Diache, I'm always giving anxiety to others.
Adivan sada paparata nahi
My life is always engaged in sinful activities. There's not even a trace, a lesha of pious activities.
Dambha parayam madamatta sada vishay
Dambha parayana dedicated to deceit
Dambha devosham
Ashesha kamana endless material desires vidhi within the heart
Madamatta sada vishaye mahita hinsa gadho devoshan Adhesha tamana jiri majhe ma Kadhi dambha parayam Adhesha tamana
Mother Matasada, always intoxicated in sense gratification. Himsa Garva Vibhushana, my ornaments of false pride and malice.
Vidyalaksha hata Dukatya virata Apatya ujjata Aami Pratishtha lagya Sattha acharan Lava
Nidra alasahaya Always attacked by laziness and sleep.
Vidyalaksha hata
Averse to pious activities.
Pratishtha lagya.
Only work for the sake of false prestige. Shatya archana. My behavior is cheating. Loba hatta sada kami. Conquered by greed and always lusty.
भजन सदा पपेरत नहीं कपु मेरो ले परे रंजे दिया छुजे कत दिया छु मेरो पे प्रतिष्ठा लिया काठया चरम ज्ञान सज्जन वर्जित
एहे नो दुर्जन अपराधी सच अ फॉलन पर्सन सज्जन वर्जित Devoid of association with the Sajjana, the advanced devotees. Aparadi Nirantara, always an offender.
Aparadi Nirantara,
Shunya Sada. अनर्थ
अकज्ज शून्य सदानर्थ मन
शुभ कार्य शून्य सदा always devoid of auspicious activities अनर्थ मन mischievous mind and नाना धुके जरो जरो always suffering all kinds of pains from old age Bhardhake ekhon, now in old age, vihina upaya, without any other means, kate dina akinshin, now I've, by force, I've become humble. Now I'm being forced. Bhakti Vinod Prabhura Charana is offering Kori Dukha Nivedana, these sad statements at the lotus feet of the Lord.
The
first line, my life is always engaged in sinful activities without a trace of pious activities. I'm always inclined to give great anxiety and trouble to other living entities. Just take a few reactions, any reflections you have from hearing the song and the translation. Go ahead.
I was just thinking, first of all, Prabhupada's voice in itself was so soothing. Initially, the mind would wander away, but then when the song was going on, it just came back, and then it got fixed in the prayer. I was just thinking how, even though Bhaktivinoda Thakur was such an elevated soul, he's setting an example for all of us. And it seems like he's just living in 2016, in this century, and living with us and seeing our hearts and pointing out every mistake. So we can relate to each of these qualities that we have in our hearts very nicely. And then there is a hope he's giving that instead of being forced to surrender, we have to do voluntary changes so that we don't end up like this.
Just when you mentioned that, noticing what's in the heart, have this verse from the 11th canto. This is Krishna speaking to Uddhava, 11:14:26. And Krishna says, when a diseased eye is treated with medicinal ointment, it gradually recovers its power to see. Similarly, as a conscious living entity cleanses himself of material contamination by hearing and chanting the pious narrations of my glories, he regains his ability to see me, the absolute truth, in my subtle spiritual form. So in the Sanskrit, yata yatahatma, he says, yata yata, as much as the atma, the conscious living entity, parinyate, is cleansed of material contamination. Then this is one of those yata tata verses. He says later, yata, just as, eva, certainly, just as to the degree that one is purifying oneself in a very subtle way, this word sukshman, sukshman means subtle, non-material. The more that one is becoming cleansed very subtly of the desire to enjoy the material world, to be the center and so forth, the more one is able to see Krishna. This is the preoccupation of very advanced devotees. For instance, in the Manak Shiksha I've been mentioning over the last couple of weeks, there's a way in which our Prayojana Acharya, Raghunath Das Goswami, is talking about the very subtle ways in which the mind becomes contaminated, the mind and heart, and how eager the devotee is to remove those last vestiges of contamination from the heart, which appear in many of the different ways that Bhaktivinoda Thakur has just cataloged in the song Amara Jivana. And as one becomes more subtle and more purified by the process of devotional service, one becomes more aware of one's own shortcomings in approaching the Lord. In the beginning, utsahan mayi, one may become, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, overly enthusiastic that one has taken the process of devotional service. Of course, enthusiasm is a good thing. This is a different category of contamination in anarta. Utsahamayi, which means that I've just taken up the path of devotional service. Now I'm a pure devotee. In fact, we had a label for this early in our Krishna consciousness movement of that the pure devotee disease, that someone would come and be here for 2 weeks and then assume that I'm a pure devotee. Oftentimes somebody takes 2 piano lessons and then feels, hey, I know the piano. But as one actually becomes more advanced in any science, one begins to see the depth of it, the very subtleties, and realizes one's own inability to reach. Not inability to reach, but more that there's so far to go. And becomes humbled by it. Becomes humbled by it. And this is actually an eternal process. In the eternal path of surrender, this submission and in humility to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and to his pure devotees. What else? All the way to the back.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Actually, I was in the car. We were coming from the Google program, and there were so many other things going on. But when I hooked, thanks to Ramanand Sakar Prabhu, Prabhupada's voice was very intense. And even in the singing, he stops at a particular word, parasukha, and then he repeats it again. And then he was singing. So he's singing with such a heart. Another thing I was meditating on, my PhD advisor would always tell me, if you have to err on a safer side. So, and like some people, when they go out of the home, they will tell their kids, did you really check that the stove is not on? Please go and check it. I mean, after listening to this song, I was thinking, in our case, there are already so many anarthas, and even if there are small traces, better to just go and search for them and dig it out, err on the safer side. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur is giving that example, that he's pinpointing every detail, and Manashiksha also, how Raghunath Das Goswami is pinpointing every minutest thing. So thank you.
Yeah. Also, in the verse I just brought out from the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam, Krishna is also giving the solution that by the process of hearing and chanting, one's heart becomes clarified. Obviously, the progression of verses we know, Shushu Sho Sharadhanasya Vasudeva Kataruchi Sian Mahatsevayavi Prapunya Tirtana Shevana, that by rendering service to pure devotees, one develops an affinity for hearing. This is the true sign of advancement in devotional service, that one develops an attraction to hear about Krishna. And then, Shrinvatam Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hridyantaksto Hibhadrani Vidhunoti Suhritsatam. Lord Sri Krishna, who's the Paramatma, Super Soul in everyone's heart, and the benefactor, the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who relishes his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions how hearing about Krishna is the panacea for these anartas, unwanted desires within the heart. He compares the various anartas to different demons that Krishna killed within Vrindavan. And there's a direct correlation. Those who are hearing about Krishna and opening their heart to Krishna while they're chanting, inviting him to come in and do his work as he wishes to remove these anartas, will be very quickly clarified, as he's mentioned here, even on a subtle level, by the process of hearing and chanting. Two more reflections from the song. Yes.
Maharaj had a question, actually. Is that okay?
Okay.
And a reflection. the what struck me the most was the humility which Bhaktivinoda Thakur is exhibiting here. Who can be more, like he says, para dukhe sukhi. So that's just completely wrong, it seems. To me, it seems completely wrong that how can a pure devotee, but he is exhibiting such high levels of humility that it's just incomprehensible. So the question I had was, in our conditioned state, we see that we have a lot of anarthas. So how does it work? So when one advances, then one sees that one has more and more anarthas. That how does it work?
Well, there's a progression that one goes through in the process of devotional service, beginning with Shraddha, which arises from Ajnata Sukriti, means one somehow or other comes in contact with pure devotees of the Lord and gets some qualification. And when there's enough, then Shraddha is born. Shraddha Shabde Visvash Kare Surida Nishchoy Krishna Bhakti Kole Sarva Karma Krita Hoy, means one develops this understanding that if I do bhakti, if I serve Krishna, then everything else is done. And then one enters into the association of devotees, and from the association of devotees, one begins the process of bhajana kriya, or making a vow that I will continue this, and I will do it in a regulated way, as is prescribed by the scriptures and the spiritual master. And then one begins the process of anartha nivritti, where the various acharyas we've mentioned, Raghunath Das Goswami, Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur, have listed the various obstacles that one must overcome, and these become the as one continues the process of hearing and chanting and the association of devotees, one will notice that these are declining. Tada rajas tamo bhava kama lubadayaschaye cheta eter anavidam stitam satwe prasidati. That as one advances in one's devotional practice, one actually notices that the modes of passion and ignorance, which are, as Prabhupada puts it, they're pinching forcing me to do so many things that are not beneficial to me. And that's slackened. One should see for oneself, actually, how one's advancing. Bhakti parishanu bhava virakti ranyata traishatrika ekakala prapadya manasya tasnata tushti pushti shud apayunu gasam. Kavi Yogendra says that during the process of surrender, one's bhakti, a natural affection for the Lord, is gradually awakened. One sees the Lord for oneself, and one naturally becomes detached from those things that are not related to Krishna. Just as much as when a hungry person eats food, he or she feels nourishment, satisfaction, and eradication of hunger. It doesn't need a certificate. So there is a way in which the devotee feels that it's working. The process is actually working. It's going away. The emotions that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is exhibiting through this song have to do with what I mentioned in the beginning is dainya. And in this surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there's an intense feeling of submission in surrender and feeling oneself more and more unqualified. And it's paradoxical because the person is actually becoming more advanced in devotional service. But these are sentiments that are obviously here being relished by great acharyas, greatly elevated souls, are actually relishing this. As you heard Prabhupada singing the song, you can detect, as some of you did, that this is a heartfelt submission to the Lord and admitting one's faults before the Lord. Even though the pure devotee doesn't have faults, there's a way in which he or she perceives that I'm extremely unqualified. So it's a not an anartha, but at the stage of dainya. In fact, can you give me the Brihat Bhagavatamrita, that section, please? There's some description of this, what it is and what it isn't. And that's delineated by Narada Muni in his explanation of this great humility. Thank you. One more reflection before he brings the book. Yes.
As you were saying that it's a good reflection of our own self, but there are some of the qualities that Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Srila Prabhupada points out. Some of them even I failed to see within myself, but when I read the translation, I was thinking, oh, I forgot about this. And one of them was always giving anxiety to other living entities. And I was just reflecting that in our day-to-day, how many of the activities that we do causes anxiety on one or the other way to the others. So I failed to see that within myself, but I mean, of course, rest of them are also there, but this was something that I felt was...
Yeah, and I just found it very interesting, and why I brought it up in the beginning when we started reading this book at my house, at our home programs, and the devotees became so attracted to it, hearing about this and seeing these qualities in themselves. And I was thinking it's counterintuitive why they want to hear more. There's something compelling about it, of admitting one's faults and seeing them. And it's an interesting attraction. This is from the Brihat Bhagavatamrita. An intelligent person should carefully cultivate speech, behavior, and thinking that fix him in utter humility and avoid anything that stands in the way of it. And anything that stands in the way of it, he should avoid. Dainya at its most exalted comes forth when prema, pure love of God, reaches full maturity as it did in the women of Gokula when they were separated from Krishna. Wise men define Dainya. Is everyone okay? There's a exodus going on. Kumbh Mela happening somewhere or what? Everyone okay? Keep going? All right? Okay. This is Brihat Bhagavatamrita, for those of you keeping score, part two, The Glories of Goloka. And this is the chapter called Prema, Love of God, chapter 5, text 222. Wise men define Dainya as the state in which one always thinks oneself exceptionally incapable and low, even when endowed with all excellences. Commentary. Narada's own definition of Dainya distinguishes his use of the word from other possible meanings, such as poverty, becoming selfless by not accepting charity, and being free from egotism. Someone might say that the quality of thinking oneself very fallen may also be seen in persons who are simply lazy, or those who abandon auspicious work or indulge in sinful acts. Therefore, Narada specifies that one who actually has Dainya is endowed with all good qualities. For instance, such a person observes positive and negative regulations. He is free of false ego, and he has a healthy fear of material life. Ditya? Furthermore, though Narada doesn't say so, transcendental Dainya is a state of extreme agitation that can lead to tears and other ecstatic outbreaks. So that's a sample. There's more in this section about Dainya, but it's a spiritual emotion. And that's confirmed. Not exactly the right raga for the moment. Okay, now we'll sing a song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur about accepting those things that are favorable. I'm not going to go through and progressively go through every bhajan in this step of surrender. That will take an all-day-long seminar. But let's do a few of our favorites. And one of them is in sort of counterbalance to this first part about Dainya, extreme humility, in accepting the joyful process of devotional service. Kevala Anandakanda. There's actually something to do to keep one's senses always engaged in Krishna, keep one's mind always thinking of Krishna. And this is in the song Shuddha Bhakata Charanarenu, in which Bhaktivinoda Thakur begins by telling us about the root cause of devotional service. And that is that the dust from the lotus feet of pure devotees. That means service to the devotees, taking the dust, the charanarenu, from their lotus feet. And Bhakata Seva, the service to the devotees. When my godbrother Bhaktidas was initiated, Prabhupada said to him, the more you serve the devotees, he said, you're Bhaktidas. The more you serve the devotees, the Bhaktas, the more you'll advance in devotional service. Paramasiddhi, this is the supreme perfection. Prema Latikara Mula, and this is the root of the creeper that grows in devotional service. Madhavatiti Bhakti Janani Jatani Palanakori. So, page. Krishna Basati Basati Boli Parama Adari Bori. Go ahead, that was all right. She says, Madhavatiti, holy days like Ekadashi and Janmashtami. With great care I observe these days, Ekadashi, Janmashtami, for they are a mother of devotion. So these are all in the realm of Vaidhi Bhakti, but by performing Vaidhi Bhakti following the footsteps of Rupa Goswami, and who is under the guidance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one actually develops a spontaneous mood for devotional service. There's a time every day for very intense practice of devotional service. What time is that, especially? Brahma Muhurta. There's a time every month for especially intense practice of devotional service, which is? There's a time in the year for especially intense practice of devotional service, which is? There's a time of life which is meant for especially intense practice of devotional service, which is? Right now. So, observing the holy days. This is so powerful that there are certain days where one can stop everything and simply absorb oneself in service. Goramar Jay Shabashtani Korolo Brahmanirange. In the company of loving devotees, I will visit all those places where Lord Gaurasundar traveled and performed his pastimes. Do this tune. Mridanga Bhadya Shuneti Mana Abhashara Shada Jache Gauravihita Kirtana Shuni Anande Hridoyanache. My mind always begs to hear the music of the Mridanga, and my heart dances in ecstasy whenever I hear the kind of kirtan established by Lord Gaurachandra. I feel supreme bliss when I behold the deity forms of the divine couple, Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, and I conquer all worldly illusions by honoring the Lord's prasad. Every day, Goloka Vrindavan appears in my home when I see Lord Hari being worshipped there. My joy knows no bounds when I see the Ganges, a river of nectar emanating from the Lord's lotus feet. The sight of the Tulsi plant soothes my soul, for I know she gives pleasure to Lord Krishna. I feel that my life has been fulfilled when I honor shak, a green leafy vegetable preparation that is a favorite of Lord Chaitanya's. Whatever Bhaktivinoda obtains that furthers devotional service of Sri Krishna, he accepts every day in the greatest joy. Shudha bhakata charana renu bhajana nukula. Bhakata seva paramasihi premalati karamula. Madhavatiti bhakti janani jatane palana kori. Krishna basati basati boli paramadare bhori. Gaura maje shabastani kololo brahmanarange. Sheshabastana heribovami prayani bhakata shange. Sheshabastana heribovami prayani bhakata shange.
Danga Baja Shunate Mana Abhasara Sara Jache. Gaurvihita Kirtana Shuni Anande Ridoya Nache. Jugala Murti Dekhiya Mora Paramananda Hoya. Prachara seva korite hoya sakala prapancha jaya. Jai dhina grihe bhajana deki grihe te goloka bhaya. Charana Siddhu Dekhiya Ganga Sukhana Sima Paya. Tulasi Dekhi Juraya Prana Madhava Tushani Jani. Gaura Priya Shakshevani Jivana Sartakamani. Bhakti Vinod Krishna Bhajane Anakula Paya Jaha. Prati divase paramasuke swikara koroje taha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitai Gaur Haribo, 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 Nitai Gaur Haribo. Nitai Gaur Premanande. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur speaks about how he sees his home transformed into Goloka Vrindavan. And for grihasthas, especially deity worship is important at home, because when one places the deity in one's home and says, now this house belongs to you, everything belongs to you. When the devotees offer their food to Krishna, when they come before him every day and offer their prayers, they feel that their house is now become, has now become the spiritual realm. And of course, the standard for deity worship at home is, can be very simple, simplified, unlike in the temple where Krishna is worshipped like a king. At home, the standard is flexible according to the family, but the grihasthas have to have this sense that everything is being done for Krishna. And there's great joy within the heart when Krishna is in the home. And simple things like growing a garden, Bhaktivinoda Thakur talks about this in his Sharanagati, that he's preparing his garden and everything in it is meant for his beloved deities. Tulsi becomes the empress of the garden. And actually in the process of deity worship, every day tending to Tulsi, going and bringing some Tulsi leaves. It's beyond human reason how simple acts of devotion like this, simply picking Tulsi to bring in and offer to the lotus feet of Krishna, can so much satisfy the heart. Offering something simple to Krishna is so pleasing to the mind and heart. But this is the direct process of devotional service through which one experiences this joy that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is speaking about. And in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that only by having this taste for devotional practices, Vishaya Vinivartante Niraharasa Dehina, Rasavarjam Rasopyasya, Param Drishva Nivartate, can one overcome the base material desires that entangle one in the material world? So all of these various activities of devotional service, Bhaktivinoda Thakur puts for us, before us very joyfully. And this is the system by which anyone living anywhere can be constantly in contact with Krishna. We'll just take a few reflections from the song. Yes.
So when we were singing the first line, like Shuddha Bhakta Charano Renu Bhajana Anukul, so it reminded me the story of the Brahman Sudama, Krishna's friend. So Krishna personally showed how to respect a pure devotee. It's I would like to read the verse. It's so beautiful. It's in.
Replacement mic, please. That one's out of batteries or something. Okay. Give her that one.
So it's from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, 80, chapter 80, slok 20. Lord Krishna seated his friend Sudama upon the bed. Then the Lord, who purifies the whole world, personally offered him various tokens of respect and washed his feet. O king, after which he sprinkled the water on his own head. He anointed him with divinely fragrant sandalwood, aguru and kumkum pastes, and happily worshipped him with aromatic incense and arrays of lamps. After finally offering him betel nut and the gift of a cow, he welcomed him with pleasing words. And in this chapter, like, the contrast is shown, like, Krishna, he's so opulent and his friend is so poor, but still Krishna was, like, showing him utmost respect. Like, by fanning him with her charmer, the divine goddess of fortune personally served the poor Brahmana, whose clothing was torn and dirty, and who was so thin that veins were visible all over his body. So when I was going through that part, I was thinking, like, why they are showing such a contrast? Because just to show that, like, Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is showing utmost respect to a pure devotee, just to show us that we should also be respectful.
Thank you very much. Malini?
When Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that when I worship Krishna, my house transforms into Golok Vrindavan, it reminded me the time of the yatra when we went to Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house and we sang this song over there. And I was just imagining how Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house being transformed into Golok Vrindavan, and just went back all the way to Surbhi Kunj.
And now that you mention it, from the yatras, every time we go on yatra and we go to these places, we're always astounded at how blissful, joyful we become. Especially I remember the first time we all went to Srivasangam. And it's such a small little place. But then the devotees just erupted. We had kirtan there, and the devotees practically went mad with happiness. And then the next year when we went back, I was thinking, that was a fluke. It can't happen again. But it happened again. And then it happened again after that. And it's appreciating how Bhaktivinoda Thakur is speaking here about going to the holy places. We go to every place that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has visited. In South India, even Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur went and established a shrine every place that Mahaprabhu visited. You can see in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila how Mahaprabhu went all over South India. And all these places that he visited, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta went and he established the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu there in a shrine. And traveling around, you go to these places and you feel very much sheltered at home when you see Mahaprabhu's lotus feet there, just joyful. So these processes of devotional service are meant to be integrated into one's life. That's Bhaktivinoda Thakur showed an example. He had 10 children. He was the most sought after of the high court judges. The British colonizers there were after him, so much so they built a little train in front of his house so he could commute. They wanted to keep him. He was so powerful. He also wrote over 100 books. Over 100 books he wrote. Just writing one book practically can kill you. But he wrote 100 books and raised 10 children, of which Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was one, a great pure devotee. So he's showing by his example, again as a great acharya, how one can live one's life and at the same time enact all these processes of devotional service, integrate them into one's life, and come to the stage of pure devotional service. Yes, Shraddha.
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. It looks like yatra is, the thoughts of yatra are in the air with, you know, people asking questions. I was thinking about that line which you also mentioned, Ye sab sthan hai rub aami. And so, again, the joy of seeing the places where they visit. And I was also thinking that what you mentioned on Saturday or Sunday, that if you can't visit those places, then just through reading the scriptures, you're able to participate in those conversations and able to go there. And especially in the Srimad Bhagavatam, where the chapter in the 10th canto, where it's described how Krishna goes and plays with his, when he's young, he's playing in the forest with his children. And every day when I sit down to do the Gayatri at 12 o'clock, I always think that, you know, Krishna must be out getting ready to eat lunch and he must be praying. So,
nice.
So scriptures are very powerful, you know, that way.
Yeah, and Mahaprabhu told us we should live in Vrindavan. And if you can't live there physically, you should live there within your mind. And this is a cultivation to be in Vrindavan within one's mind and heart. By serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet, then one gradually, by his mercy, develops this kind of attraction. And by going to the Dham also, or at least hearing about it regularly, one can develop a relationship with it. If one does this padasevanam, which is walking around the Dham, you can feel there's an electric spiritual current, for instance, that runs around Govardhan Hill. And when you walk around Govardhan Hill, that spiritual current comes up through the soles of the feet. That's why you walk barefoot. And it comes up through your legs and into your heart. It's very powerful. So these are not intellectual exercises, but just by being in contact with all the places of Krishna's pastimes and cultivating a tulsi plant in one's home and having kirtan and so forth, one develops this natural attraction towards Krishna and his place. And this is the method for advancing in devotional service. Yes, last one.
Hare Krishna, Babaji. You were mentioning about how Bhakti Thakur actually writes about, that is the next song that I was trying to remember. He actually envisions how I will retire and I will make my dwelling in a place where I will do my sadhana. And he describes all these flowers that he's going to plant. And Tulsi will be actually the empress of the garden. And then I will bring all the paraphernalia of kirtan and I will, such a way I will perform my daily worship for the Lord. And when we go to Surabhi Kunj, actually devotees are still maintaining the garden flower over there, and it actually feels like Bhaktivinoda Thakur's all writings are manifested over there. I just wanted to share that.
And did you do that at home?
Yes. We have some flowers, yeah, we have some roses that we get an offer to Lord God.
Yeah, it's a very, so nice to be able to go out and just pick flowers every day. As I have flowers in my front yard and backyard. So in early morning, people are driving off to work. They're going to Intel and Oracle and Genentech, driving in their car, just had a cup of coffee and they're driving off. And I'm outside picking flowers. I have a colander and I put flowers in. I always see people driving by and they look at me like, the guy's picking flowers early in the morning. What's with them? And I always feel like this is the sheltered, privileged life of this devotional service. That you read in the Brahma Sanghita, Ananda Chinmayara Saprati Pavitabis Tabiri Eva Nijarupataya Kalabi Goloka Eva Niva Satyaki Ladmaputo Govindamari Purusham Tamahambajam. There's an extensive purport, and therein is a description of the various arts, and they're all connected to music, to painting, to flower garland making, and so forth. This is the occupation of the devotees in the spiritual world. There's no briefcases. And Prabhupada points out that these, even in Vaikuntha, the flower airplanes are going here and there for pleasure trips only, no business trips. And someone was asked, what is the significance, Prabhupada was asked, what's the significance of Krishna playing a flute? And Prabhupada answered, it means he's all play and no work. Of course, the devotees work very hard. They work very hard, but in that sacrifice, they feel this happiness serving Krishna's his pastimes, and especially Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given in the Sankirtan movement. Those who work very hard to spread the Sankirtan movement are step by step entering into the Krishna Leela by that service. So now we'll sing a song that in which Bhaktivinoda Thakur, of course, he wrote some of these songs, he said, for patrolling around town. And he wrote these lyrics as simple preaching tools so people could hear. So the next song, Radha Krishna Bol, means that he says, Eshika Diya Shabna Diya Preche Neche Gora Nitai. One day, Nitai and Gore going through the town of Nadia. And then he says, Miche Maya Raboshe Jacho Beshe Kacho Habu Dububai, that this world is very temporary and illusory, and you're drowning here. Habu Dubu means you're going under the surface, coming back up again. So chant Radha Krishna. Then he says, Jeev Krishna Das A Bishwas Kole Toro Dukonai. If you just understand that you're a servant of Krishna, you won't have any more sorrows. It's very practical that by giving everything to Krishna and serving Him, then you have no more cares or worries in this world. Even the Shri Upanishad says, Isavasamidam Sarvam Yatkincha Jagatyam Jagat Tena Tyaktena Bunjita Magradhakasa Sudhanam. Everything animate or inanimate in this universe is controlled and owned by the Lord. One should therefore accept only those things necessary for himself, which are set aside as his quota, and one should not accept other things, knowing well to whom they belong. And it's amazing how if one just takes the spirit of that verse and says, everything belongs to Krishna, nothing for me, everything for Krishna, then the heart becomes unburdened. I'm burdened by taking so much on myself as this is mine. And then he says, Krishna bolbe jabe pulak habe jorbe anki bolitai, that if you go on chanting Hare Krishna without any offenses, your eyes will fill with tears and your body will feel transcendental shivering. Radha Krishna bolo shange cholo e matra bhikha chai. So this is the only thing that the devotees are asking other people to come and chant Hare Krishna. And finally, Jai, last verse please. Jai Shakal Vipod Bhakti Vinod Bolan Jako Nom Nom Gai. All dangers will be gone when the name is chanted. Radha Krishna. Bolo re shoba Shishi Radha Krishna bol bol Bolo re shoba Eshika diya Shobna diya Preche neche Gornitai Shikadiya Sarnadiya Sriteneche Gornitai Haribo Bolore Shikadiya Radha Krishna bol bol bolo re shoba Shishi Radha Krishna bol bol bolo re shoba Niche maya bhoshe jacho beshe Kacho habu dubu bai Haribo Miche Maya Raboshe. Radha Krishna Bol Bol Bolore Shobha. Shishi Radha Krishna Bol Bol Bolore Shobha. Jeev Krishna Das Hey Bishwas Kole To Ar Dhukko Nai. Hari po bolo re ji Krishna da. Radha Krishna bol bol bolo re shobha. Shishi Radha Krishna bol bol bolo re shobha. Krishna bolbe jabe phulakka habe jorbi anki boli thai. Krishna bolbe jabe phulakka habe jorbi anki boli thai. Phulakka habe jorbi anki boli thai. Hari po bolo Krishna bolbe jabe. Radha Krishna bol bol bolo re shobha. Shishi Radha Krishna bol bol bolo re shobha. Radha Krishna bolo shange cholo e matra bi kahachai. Hari po bolo Radha Krishna bolo. Radha Krishna bol bol bolo re shobha. Shishi Radha Krishna bol bol bolo re shobha. Jai sakal vipod bhakti vinod bolen jakon om nam gai. Jai Sakal Vipod Bhakti Vinod Bolin Jakon Om Nam Gai. Jai Sakal Vipod Bhakti Vinod Bolin Jakon Om Nam Gai. Hari Po Bolo Re Jai Sakal Vipod. Radha Krishna bol bol bolo re shobha. Shishi Radha Krishna bol bol bolo re shobha.
jai shakla vipor bhakti vinod bolin chako nom nam gai jai Radha Krishna bolo shange cholo e matra bikaha chai Krishna bolbe jabe pula kahabe jorbi anki bolitai Jeev Krishna das e vishwas kole to arduko nai Niche mayar boshe jacho beshe kacho habu duhu bai Shikariya shokna diya preche niche gornitai Hari bol, hari bol, tai gor hari bol Tai go Haribo, 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 Tai go to Haribo. Tai go Premanane, Nariya Nagare, Nitai Neche, Neche Gaire. Nariya nagare nitai neche neche gaire. All together now. Jagannath Suta Mahaprabhu Vishwamba Mayapura Shashi Navadipa Suraka Shachi Suta Gora Hari Nimai Sunda Radha Bhava Kanti Acharita Nattaba Namananda Chapala Balaka Matri Bhakta Brahmananda Varna Taki Katukanurak Nariya Nagare Nitai Neche Neche Gaire Nariya Nagare Nitai Move it Vidyati Udupa Chara Dwarer Mohan Tartika Sarvasya Gramya Balika Kridan Lakshmi Pratibhora Datta Udara Balaka Shishachira Patiputra Shoka Nibharat Lakshmi Pati Purva Desha Sarva Klesha Hara Digvi Jai Darpa Hari Vishnu Priya Shra Nariya Nagare Nitai Neche Neche Gaire Nariya Nagare Nitai Neche Neche Gaire Arya Dharma Pala Pitra Gaya Pinda Data Puri Shishya Madhvacharya Sampradaya Pata Krishna Namo Nata Krishna Tattva Vyapaka Nam Sankirtan Yuga Dharma Pravata Advaita Bandhava Srinivas Grihadana Nityananda Prana Garadhara Ravjivan Nariya Nagare Nitai Neche Neche Gaire Nariya Nagare Nitai Neche Neche Gaire Antarjeev Shashadar Simanta Vijay Godruma Bihari Madhya Dipa Lila Shrine Kola Dipa Pati Ritu Dipa Maheshwar Janu Moja Druma Drutri Pera Ishwar Navakanda Ranganata Jana Vijivana Jagai Madai Adi Durvitataran Nariya Nagare Nitai Neche Neche Gaire Nariya Nagare Nitai Neche Neche Gaire Nagara Kirtana Singha Kaji Udarana Shura Nama Pracharaka Bhaktar Tiharana Narayani Kripa Sindhu Jivera Niyanta Adama Paduya Dandi Bhakta Dosha Hanta Shri Krishna Chaitanya Titarana Paribraj Shiramani Ukala Pavan
Narayana Kare Nitai Niche Niche Gaire Narayana Kare Nitai Ambulinga Bhuvanesha Kopatesha Pati Kirchor Gopal Darshana Sukiyati Nirdandi Sanyasi Sarva Toma Kripa Moya Swananda Aswanandi Sarva Sukashoya Purata Sundara Vasudeva Tranakarta Ramananda Saka Bhakta Kula Krishaha Narayana Gare Nitai Niche Niche Gaire Narayana Gare Nitai Niche Niche Gaire Bodha Jain Mayavadi Kutarka Kandana Dakshina Pavana Bhakti Granta Udharana Alala Darshanandi Ratha Granartaka Gajapati Trana Devananda Udharaka Kuliya Prakashe Dushta Padurya Rupa Sanatana Bandhu Sarva Jiva Pran Narayana Gare Nitai Niche Niche Gaire Narayana Gare Nitai Niche Niche Gaire Vrindavana Nanda Muti Bala Bhadra Sangi Yavana Utari Bhatta Bala Berarangi Kashi Basi Sanyasi Udari Prema Data Markata Varagi Dandi Achandala Chata Bhaktera Gorava Kare Bhakta Pranadana Haridas Raghunath Swarupa Jivan Narayana Kare Nitai Niche Niche Gaire Narayana Kare Nitai Niche Niche Gaire Godruma Narayana Gare Nitai Niche Niche Gaire Narayana Gare Nitai Niche Jaya Gora Nitai Gora Nitai Gora Nitai Jaya Gora Nitai Nitai Gora Haribo 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 Tai Gora Haribo Gopi Manande Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Bhakti Vinod, Bhakti Vinod, Bhakti Vinod, Jaya Bhakti Vinod. Jaya Vaishnav Thakur, Vaishnav Thakur, Vaishnav Thakur, Jaya Vaishnav Thakur. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaur Hari Bol. Shivanande Nitai Gora Haripo 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 Nitai Gora Haripo
Well, we did our best. Whatever one can do, one has to do. Whatever damage is done is now permanent. And thank you, everyone, for dedicating your lives to the process given so painstakingly by all the great acharyas, by living it here in Silicon Valley and wherever else you are. Day by day, you're making a huge impact on the entire universe, because the process of chanting Hare Krishna and distributing the knowledge of Krishna consciousness is so profound that the reverberations are heard. Prabhupada used to say, you chant Hare Krishna, it goes around the earth seven times. But it touches all living entities. So please follow in the footsteps of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and continue, Jive Doi Krishna Nam Sarva Dharma Sar. Make this your life and soul to take the holy name and Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and all these things, drink in, imbibe them, and then make it your business to give them out to as many people as possible. And then your life will be success, guaranteed by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. Vancha kalpurvishcha kripa sindaveva patitanam pavanibhyo
vaishnavar marman natari marman narmarman natari marman hey natari marman natari marman natari marman natari marman